It was really cool. Great opportunity to come out here. I think what we really wanted to get accomplished was to teach our guys the tempo. I mean, to come out here, get an idea of our tempo, how we run our drills, how we run from drill to drill, how we execute our individual, our group work, teach them a mindset about taking care of the ball and going after the ball, and really just get better. I think that we saw our group last night, a little bit of anxiety, the newness and all that, and they came out, though. I thought they gave great effort, and we got a lot accomplished, and we'll just build off of that. But some good things, some good guys showed up, you know, both on offense and defense, and, you know, we'll evaluate it on tape and see where we're at. Yes. Still, he's still out. He won't perform this rookie mini camp.
And then, is that because of hernia?
Yeah, sports hernia surgery.
And then Mostyn, do you think he'll be back?
Mostyn will be back tomorrow. He's graduating.
What Bennett?
He's a work guy. His strings will show up. He was sitting out.
So he's gone now.
Yep.
Guys, what do you want to see out of Bortles this weekend?
Well, you know what? It's just, I think the main thing is for our guys that when we get into OTAs, when we start OTAs, that they come in there and it's a smooth transition. If they're here and we didn't have a mini camp, then they'd be working out with them, going through all the individual, but once practice started, that anxiety would be there. We just didn't want to face it. We want to come out here and got to work through that, so when we start our OTAs too, okay, we can take off running. So I thought he did a nice job. He got a lot of reps out today. I think it was going to be over 50 some reps compared to 14 for Steven. But, you know, so try to get him in a rhythm. And you know, as he went through it, I'm sure he did some things that were good, some things he needs to improve on. But just, you know, to capture it and keep growing from it.
Is that one of the parts of the plan, considering how you and Dave talked about how you want to use him during the season, get him as many reps as you can here?
That's why we had this mini camp, too. I mean, not just because of that, but to give everybody a chance. But as long as we're having it, we want to take advantage of this situation we're in.
Because you were able to bring these guys in earlier this week instead of last night. Can you tell the difference that Nicole was there instead of just throwing everything at him?
Oh, yeah, the last 3 days where we had to meet with them. That part helped because, you know, we're trying to get them caught up to the veterans. And some of it is just our techniques and things like that. But really what you hope is it comes out here, and we didn't have a lot of install. Probably a little bit more than like we would install at a Senior Bowl, like what we did, because we wanted to challenge them a little bit more. But we'll probably pull back and install tomorrow.
What's Telvin Smith look like in coverage?
His speed. Yeah, his speed. I think, you know, with Telvin, same thing when we're out. He moves really well in space. He picks things up. We just got to put some weight on.
Jeremy Harris, was he allowed to participate in this?
Was not brought to my attention that he could.
Okay. How about the atmosphere today?
Great. How about this atmosphere? I mean, Sunshine, the fans are incredible. Can't wait to get over to them. But to have a crowd like this and for our rookies to experience that is awesome. Awesome stuff.
Is footwork where Bortles has got to make the biggest strides right
footwork,
now?
Yeah, I think his lower body, you know, using his lower body more when he throws. It's just a few things, you know, we'll take a look at. And, you know, same thing with Steven. That's a Tennessee quarterbacks. They don't use their lower body as much as they should. So you know, that's one area that we'll look at.
Now that you get to see Blake for a week, what stands out?
Well, you know what? I can tell you this, that we thought that he was a really strong competitor, and he showed that. I mean, sitting in the front row, taking meticulous meeting notes, you know, competing, asking questions, texting Jed and Frank, you know, all those things that you would hope, we're seeing it. We're seeing it. So that's real good.
And he had two end rounds the very first thing. Like, Jed's not wasting any time.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think our offense has always been to try to find the playmakers and give them opportunities in practice to be playmakers so we can identify when we get to games, you know, who those guys are. So I think Jed does a nice job, you know, in this camp, too, to try to give everybody opportunities, whether it's an end around, like you call it, or, you know, some deep balls or whatever the case, but try to give everybody opportunities.
I just think of the two moves on the
same. I like him. I like him a lot. A lot of spirit, different personalities, just what I'm seeing for the first couple of days. Now, I could be wrong on it, but, you know, where Marquise is real, you know, always happy, always excited, where Allen Robinson is very serious and, you know, on point at all times. So, but, you know, they're gravitating towards each other. I walked in the locker room the other day, and it was Blake and Allen Robinson and Marquise and Copeland. We're all sitting there just talking, you know, and that's always a good sign.
Can Red Ryan help Blake as far as the leadership that Russell Wilson showed, kind of relaying that story?
Well, I think he's got to be his own man. I think that, you know, to say, hey, try to be like this or be like that, so he can get into trouble. One of the reasons that we drafted Blake was because of his leadership, and it comes to him naturally. So our you know, point to him is just keep being yourself and bring those leadership qualities.
Chris Smith isn't the tallest guy, obviously. How does he use that to his advantage?
Well, I think he stood out today. I saw him flash. I think as I, you know, talk to him and visit with him and get some of the measurements and stuff, he's got really good length. He's got really good length. I'm trying to figure out. He really works hard, but I think that length helps him as well.
What were your first impressions of Storm Johnson out here? Seeing
Yeah, pretty exciting player. You know, pretty talented. You know, fits right in. I think the learning curve for him is quicker than most because he did have some time with Jed at the University of Miami, so that helped. But, you know, showed some flashes. And, you know, just keep building on that.
What do you notice? I mean, you touched on it specifically, though, with Marquise and Blake, how they're already developing that relationship. Saw a couple of good connections on the field
right.
today.
Well, again, they're competitive as well. And I think Marquise came in a little bit later. You know, he didn't get here till Thursday, but jumped right in. And I know yesterday he said it was a little foggy, but today it was clearer for him. You know, and you know, I think they both, you know, met with Jerry Sullivan and tried to clear things up so they could come out here today and perform well. So they had some drops, and, you know, we had some miscues and some overthrows and things like that. But I like the part that they were all competing.
How do you convince a guy like Copeland to come here when you've got two guys in the second one in this position?
Well, you know, that's what a great quality in him, to come here and know we drafted two guys and still feel strong about coming here and competing. I think that says something about his character. You know, we had our first breakdown today, you know, as a group right after walkthrough, and he broke it down, you know. How about that? You know, because he is. He's very competitive. He stands out just with his personality.
I guess a little more on just difference of tomorrow. Probably a little smoother tomorrow.
Yeah, you know what? I think we'll go and evaluate where we're at. I think that we want to install, but not at the point that we lose the crispness of practice. Really, one of the things is we just want to come out and see these guys and be able to evaluate them. And, you know, we don't want to get too carried away with install and we lose that part of it. So we might tone it back, you know, with our install a little bit more, maybe run a lot of the same things we did today, and just to see if they can, you know, gain confidence.
What's the big thing you're looking for out of Blake this first round? Is it mechanics? Is it how well he's picking up the offense?
Yeah, I think we want to learn about him. We want to learn how he handles the huddle, how he throws, you know, some of the things. But you're not going to see five people coaching him every play, you know, and run to him and say, how about this and this and this? I think, you know, it's a little overkill. But we'll watch it, evaluate, try and knock out different pieces. But that's what we do with everybody.